Don't know the Yamsky-Smansky, your host this week at the Song School.
Today, the Planet Bluegrass Ranch in Lyons is equally known for its great music festivals and musical schools and academies. But in 1994, the notion of Song School was just a dream of Steve Szymanski.
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea of a name and everything kind of came to me, you know, and more in a model of what we did at the at Telluride early on with the Bluegrass Academy. And the whole concept being, you know, we are in the festival business. How can we get the performers to come early and actually impart their knowledge to people since they're all coming anyway?
Szymanski is the vice president of Planet Bluegrass. He says thousands of aspiring musicians have come to Song School over the past 18 years to learn from masters like Janice Ian, David Wilcox, and Steve Seskin, and more. Colorado-based singer-songwriter Catherine Mosto is part of the alumni.
There's people there who are poets, people there who've never even sung in front of people before. There's people who are, like me, who are more seeing it as a profession. And then there's people who are just pushing their own boundaries, like, I'm going to try this and see how it affects the rest of my life, you know? So it's a very supportive environment for just creative exploration. It's cool.
And the scene is idyllic. Nestled in groves of trees by the winding banks of the St. Vrain River are open white tents, the classrooms for Song School. But not all the students are professional musicians, as Catherine Mosto. Many are everyday people that just want to enjoy the setting and hone the craft. Here's Kevin from Englewood and Rachel from Winter Park.
Well, I got a guitar, and I got to figure out what to do with it.
Have you ever written a song before?
I have written several songs, nothing I've ever recorded yet. I haven't even put the whole thing together, but that's why I'm here. I'm trying to learn a process, and it's really fun to do it here.
I've always loved music. It's always been a big part of my life. I've been playing guitar for a little while now, but I heard about this from a musician that I really respect that has taught here in the past, and just became an opportunity that I just knew I couldn't pass up.
Classes at Song School cover a wide array of topics, everything from the business of the music industry to songcrafting, including melody and lyric techniques, song structure, and a class in harmony. And like last year, the group Girly Man will once again lead a harmony class. The group is known for their art in the subject. Group member Doris Miyamatsu feels that they benefit more than the students.
Teaching here has been a really amazing experience because, yes, we are the teachers, but it turns out that the students kind of teach us. And I think a lot of teachers will say that. You can't help but be inspired by all the creativity around.
Song School even gives the students the option of performing on stage in front of their peers and teachers. But even with the support of staff and environment, the performance aspect can be unnerving. Remember Rachel Bach from earlier?
So this is the first time you've played in front of an audience?
Yes. Yes, this is the first time I played up on a stage with microphones in front of an audience with lights and everything. I felt as prepared as I could have been, but it was just amazing how gracious everyone was. I felt the love, I felt the support, and although I was really nervous, I couldn't stop smiling when I got off stage.
At the closing of Song School last year, Issei Barnwell of the group Sweet Honey in the Rock arranged the 170 students by voice into a massive choir for the closing ceremony at the Wildflower Pavilion. Along with experiencing world-class instruction and pushing personal boundaries, the students experienced the strength of camaraderie and friendships, confidence and tearful goodbyes, and an experience of a lifetime. For KUNC, I'm Wendy Wham.